welcome once again, people. Hope you've been getting out and about. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to know a bit more about me, why not go to my website? That's dougiestone.com. If you can't remember it, dead easy, isn't it? Get me on Twitter as well. Really like to connect with people. You'll find me on Instagram, YouTube channel, Dougie Stone. It's all Dougie Stone. Hey, tonight I'm interviewing the founder of Radio Warwickshire, Clay Lowe. What an amazing guy. Really love this interview. Anyway, sit back, relax. Right, people. So today I've come to meet someone I've not met yet, and it's a bit bizarre because I'm actually on his radio show, and it's Clay Lowe. So it's great to meet him, and I want to find out a little bit more about his story and what he's actually doing and why he's set the radio show. So thanks for being on the show, Clay.
I was going to say, this is the beauty of the internet aspect, isn't it? Is that this is our first time actually meeting in physical space, but we've known each other for a little while now in virtual space, isn't it? I mean, that's the beauty, I think,
it's bonkers because it's happened quite a lot just recently where I've been meeting people and some people I've interviewed that I feel like I actually know them personally and I've never physically met them.
Yeah.
And I think social media gets a lot of bad press because of, you know, it is quite draining on time and some of it's nonsense, as it were. But I think the aspect of bringing people together that you probably have never met is absolutely, it's crazy.
Yeah, and awesome. And I've been blogging forever and a day now, probably since early 2000.
Mm-hmm.
So back when blogs were really popular, before social media started dominating the world. But I've got friends that I've known since like 2001 or two that I've never met, but we've been virtual friends. In fact, saying that, one is in England as we speak right now, and I've known her forever, and we're going to finally meet up in real life, hopefully in the next couple of days. And another friend I met, which was interesting, both of these, this is fascinating, I don't want to take you off track from where you wanted to go,
but
what was fascinating about me is that both of these people are from New Jersey, which is where I'm from.
Mm-hmm.
And the one lady, we grew up in the same, I mean, we probably passed each other at some point in time, because her high school and my high school were rival high schools. And it's taken the internet and many, many miles and years that brought us together. Then we realized, hey, we were all the same stomping and we're the same age. So,
wow.
You know, the whole internet thing is just amazing for me. And blogging and social media and social networking, I find fascinating. So hence the reason I set up the internet radio station a few years now. It's been 3-4 years now, I think, we've been going. And the idea behind that was really to create a place where people could share their stories. I liken the internet radio to the 21st century campfire. So it's a place that we can, like we're doing right now, sit around, exchange stories, you know, what kind of news you've got, exchange some stories, and have that sort of community or bonding. And so the reason, you know, I created the station was to, you know, for independent artists, musicians, small business owners, anybody that has a story that they wanted to sort of share and tell and share with the community. I mean, it started out with it was called Radio Warwickshire. We were thinking, you know, it's a great place for local people to get together. But of course, it's the internet. So that just kind of broadens our reach out. So I sort of changed the strap line to social radio with the idea of, okay, we, you know, people meet on Facebook and Twitter and do things in that space. The social radio for people who love audio, who like to listen to podcasts, who like discovering new music. Music that they might not hear on commercial radio, you know, they can come onto our sort of channel and you know, express their views, share what they have to say. Hence, you know, that's what brought us together.
Yeah, it is, because like you say, I obviously told you before, wanted to be a DJ when I was at school, and that never happened. I went up down a different track, but I think it's amazing that now I'm actually on a radio show and I've turned it to a podcast to get my message out. And that's what you've facilitated for me and other people. And I thank you for that. I think it's brilliant, yeah. Because I've got people now listening to me and understanding me that I probably wouldn't, like we just said, would never have contacted. And there'll be people listening to that I'll never meet or I've never met.
Yeah.
So the opportunity, I think, is really good. And what... Because I've obviously listened to a few, and Gary Jones has got another show, and he's embarking on this the new talent on a Friday night.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, that's great, because you don't know what's going to come from that, do you? You don't know. He might discover someone there that's becomes a sensation. Or,
yeah, no, absolutely. A lot of independent artists these days with things like the internet and social media, it opens the world up for them to run their own sort of small business off of their music, music direct to fans. So I do a lot of interviewing of sort of local bands and unsigned bands for that very reason. It's like, yeah, there's so much music out there, and just getting it into the ears of the listener is the cool thing. And they have the ability to do that now, which is, I think, fantastic. And you can build an audience, like for you with the podcast and radio show. It's easy to build a community around the topic of your show, the subject of your show, and then you bring that, and you've got that community. You've got a nice little micro community within the greater realm of sort of social media, but you have something to rally around in relationship to the show.
Yeah, because I'm interviewing you, but I'm going to throw something in there as well. I mean, one of my last shows was with Jamie Denyer, really inspirational story, Once Upon a Time, go and listen to that, it's on the audio boom on Radio Warwickshire. And we did the show, and someone's listened to it in Wales, I think, someone that we know through social media as well, and it's inspired him that much that he's going off to he's going to call it the Soul Chef. He's going to actually go and teach families that need teaching, some of these areas where they probably not got a lot of cash, and it's like, wow, from that one show, it's inspired someone who's going to go and help a community of people through listening to me interviewing someone else. And it's crazy, isn't it?
Awesome. Make sure you get them to do a podcast and we can get them on Radio Works.
Well, I'm actually said I'll go over and I'll go over and have a chat with him, and I'll get him on the show, because I think it's really good.
Yeah.
So you do. So I think the radio station is great. So there's other things that you do around that as well, aren't you? Because you're very creative in what you do, don't you?
Yeah. So I like the internet, online world space. So I do a lot of things on in that space. I've got a couple of other blogs. So I run the Soul Cruiser blog, which is probably the longest running blog that I have, and it's almost like a living autobiography in a sense. So it's got my very first blog was called On the Bottom of Your Shoe, or something crazy like that. It was back in the days of LiveJournal. And then Soul Cruiser is the first blog that I have. That's Soul, and it's C-R-U-Z-E-R. So I've been Soul Cruiser on any social media channel. If you look me up, I'm there on that one.
Yeah.
It's become a living document of my... Which is fascinating, because think about memoirs... and your sort of letters and things like that, and just documenting your time on Earth, as it were. And now it's even greater, especially with data being just so cheap and easy.
Yeah.
And my great great grandkids really would be able to experience me in three dimensions, in a sense, audio, video, my writing. My journey.
Crazy. It could be listening now.
Yeah, that's it. So yeah, so there'll be archive. It'll be my archive.
Yeah, that's really, it is interesting, because I've been on YouTube since about 2006, and I've got stuff on there. There's all sorts of random stuff, but not massive amount. But even so, that's somewhere that people can go to see you in the future, isn't it?
And
get to experience you. It's mind-boggling, really, to think it's all out there. We're leaving this digital trail behind us, aren't we, as we go? Yeah. And the more content's out there, the more there is of us. And
I know some people think it's a blessing and a curse. I think it's good, and it has its place, as I say. Now, that's a you know, people will be over, you know, my kids, their kids, from my Soul Cruiser blog, they'll see a document of me from whenever I started blogging until whenever I, you know, end up doing it. And you've got all the pictures and all the, and all the words and videos and things that, you know, that'll go along with that. So it's almost a, you know, it's a beefed up photo album, you know?
Yeah.
Or back in the days, and I'm sure we're probably about somewhere similar age, when, you know, when you used to listen to your cassette tape if someone was away and they talk in the cassette tape and you listen to, and that was revolutionary now because you could hear their voice. And now you can see them as well. So yes, Soul Cruiser is another place that I hang out on the net, and I also have a podcast that I rebroadcast on the Radio Workshop, but it has its standalone place, the Havana Cafe Sessions podcast.
Yep.
Which is going really well. We started it last year. I did it with a novelist. Her name is Sarah Beth Hunt. You can look her up on Twitter at Sarah B. Hunt. And essentially, it kind of feeds into, because I'm a big, big fan of philosophy and ancient philosophy, so the Greek philosophy, where it's focused on sort of practical wisdom as opposed to sort of academic out there. And I do some of that as well, but mostly I like the practical wisdom of, you know, how do we live, how do we become best versions of ourselves, and that sort of aspect. So every Monday we release a show, and we have a dialogue, open dialogue around some particular topic. Like we did this past one, the one that'll go out on Monday, is all the title, I believe, is Resolve or Be Resolved, or something along that lines. But essentially, you know, there's this, that statistic that only 8% of the people are going to actually achieve their New Year's resolutions.
Right.
Yeah. So we just had a conversation around, why is that, and looking into that, but then what are some techniques and things that people could do to, you know, make that more sustainable? What does that sort of mean? So, you know, things like that, we'll delve into spirituality, we'll delve into creativity, because, you know, she's a novelist, and I'm an online entrepreneur in that aspect, and it's, you know, what do we do for productivity? So we talk about that aspect of life as well. So it's a really fun podcast. I think we're on issue number, or episode number 35 on that one.
Cool.
And that's quite growing. HavanaCafeSessions.co.uk is where people can find that one. And then, of course, from one of my other business aspects to me is the CoachClay.co.uk.
Yep.
So I've been in, I don't know, we talked a little bit about this. I've been in learning and development now 17 years. It's been the spectrum since I left the army. That's my, you know, my sort of background. I cut my teeth in the U.S. Army. Was an infantry officer. Yeah,
so excellent.
Went to West Point, did all that, got commissioned as a second lieutenant, infantry officer. Hooah, hooah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
That's right. Jumping out of airplanes, blowing things up, all that, you know, stuff you do as a young man. And then from there, went to work for Merrill Lynch. And then I got into training through that aspect and fell in love with training just because it's an opportunity to, one, learn. I just love knowledge and learning in any fashion. I mean, if, you know, you see my house is just full of books. There's not a horizontal surface in the house that doesn't have a book on it.
There's
tons of it. I just love it. And just because I love, you know, learning and knowledge and stuff, for me, it's, you know, it's a passion of mine to help other people to sort of expand their minds and that aspect. So I've been in that industry, learning and development, you know, so 17 years, and do the full spectrum. I do work with big companies from a point of view of training and development, do leadership, team building, a lot of soft skills training, that I facilitate, and coaching. And coaching is one of these things that I really find fascinating because you get to work with a person in the one-to-one space.
Yeah.
And, you know, so training is great, you know, but usually training is a sort of a one-to-many, and it's a subject, a particular subject, and people might be at different levels on that. And yes, they get some stuff out of it that hopefully can go and implement, but from the coaching aspect, it can be very laser-focused on that individual's own sort of development journey.
I get that. I think it's really rewarding because in my background, managing and leading, I don't like saying I was a manager, but leading teams. And you're correct. It's great because you've got this team of people working with you, that you want to develop, and you get them, but you'll find individuals need different levels or different times or different even different ways of approach. Absolutely. Some people like the get on with it type of stuff, and some people need cajoling, don't they? And you know, and seeing someone develop and grow from what they are to what you help them become, I think it is really, really.
So that fascinates me. Yeah. That's the other angle of what I'm doing. And tail end of February last year, I think I finished up like a really big project, and then I wanted to start to build an online learning space, but from a in the same sort of vein of the sort of practical wisdom. So I mean, I just love ideas, and I love having dialogue. Like we're having dialogue right now, and you know, every time you engage in conversation with people, hopefully you leave learning something or knowing something or having a different perspective, having had that interaction with people. True. So I love that. And so my intent with the Coach Clay is to sort of bring that sort of personal development in relationship to being the best versions of ourselves. You know, Socrates was saying that unexamined life is not worth living. So we need to, you know, it's not like about necessarily navel gazing, but it is understanding, you know, who we are, what we are, what are we doing, what do you want to get out of this journey while you're here on the planet. And so I explore all sorts of sort of topics along that line. Because I'm not a big fan of the listicles and the secrets, that kind of, you know, here's the 5 secrets to whatever, or the 7. I mean, I understand it because it makes it easy for people to organize, and you know, everyone's just into scan reading, right? So if you want people to see your stuff, the listicle works because they're only going to scan anyway. And I have such a resistance to that, only because it's like, how can you not like, you know, dipping into something and, you know, chewing it and you know, having to getting into it, scanning stuff. So I do, you know, been doing a lot of vlogging on that subject, and I like to do maybe sort of the documentary style vlogging. Okay. So, like, I'm in the process of making one, which you're going to be on.
Oh, I wasn't sure if you'd film, mate.
And it's all about the sort of journey for me, so I'll edit that together in scenes, but there's a narrative that'll drive the full of that that sort of vlog. And then I do the podcast audio format, just multimedia.
I think it's brilliant because you're not, it's not a scattergun approach. You're actually good in all those areas. But I was talking to someone on the way here. Now I need to talk about doing a podcast, and I said I'll try and help you if I can. And you need to be in different platforms, because I was saying to him, he said, "Oh, you use." You know, iTunes as your podcast. I said, yeah, but I use Audioboom as well, because not everyone's got an iPhone, and not everyone wants to use iTunes. So you need to be on another platform like Audioboom and that, so that you can get to people in different ways and different formats. Because some people might not read your blogs, but they'll watch your vlog.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It depends. Yeah. People absorb data differently, don't they?
It's the same as in learning and development, is it? Some people prefer visual. Some people prefer to, you know, read and take my time with it. Some people prefer to listen. So I try and hit all the modalities in that format. Plus, it keeps me entertained as well. So if I just wrote, you know, then, you know, I can get stale just writing. But, you know, I can make a vlog today, or I might do it in the audio. In fact, I like to think of it from the story point of view. And what's the best way that I can tell the story that I'm trying to tell.
True.
So if it'd be easier for me to just pick up my iPhone, hit Audioboom, and talk about the topic, and then upload it, done. If I've got the time and the space and got the narrative that I want to do for the vlog, could do that. If I want to spend some more time with it writing and including, I approach it from that way. What's the best way to get this message out or tell this story? What medium do I want to use for that?
That's good. And I think if you bring that into a business context, or for people out there, because it's great listening to you. I really like listening to your voice and listening to what you're saying. But bring it back to a business part of you. people need to understand where their audience is and what best suits them, or where their customers are. So your customers might be reading blogs, or they might be reading a magazine, or they might be watching YouTube, whatever. So you need to find out where your customers are sitting and where they are, and create your message through that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think if you're a small business owner, or any business owner for that matter, and you know, you're wanting to use the sort of social channels to, you know, spread your story, then yeah, I think you have to do it in the various different formats. One, again, because, you know, your audience, your target market, if they turn it into sort of business speak, you know, they're going to be on different channels. They're going to have different ways that they like interacting with information. Like, I've got people from a sort of the coaching aspect. They love the vlogs, you know, and they interact with those.
Yeah.
And they enjoy those. And I got others who, you know, they don't want to spend the time to watch a vlog or whatever, but they get really engaged whenever I do a written post. And the same with audio. So, you know, you'll reach people in all those different, you know, sort of formats. And then, you know, and you said something just a moment ago where people say, well, we don't have time for the social media. And one of the things that I coach small business owners on in relationship to using social channels is, actually, if you make it a part of your journey, your story of the day, you're documenting things that you're doing, it doesn't have to take a lot of time at all. Yeah. And you can multi-purpose. So if I, you know, do the vlog, if I wanted to, and sometimes I do, I can, you know, transcribe that and turn it into a written post, or I can take the audio off of it and turn it into a podcast.
Yeah.
I do these, and I haven't shared this app with you, but it's an app called VR7 Pro. And as you know, at present, you can't really put audio onto Twitter. A way around that is this VRP7 Pro app makes it into an MP4 file. So it looks like a video, but it's actually an audio.
I'm going to check that out.
So, you know, you take a picture and attach the audio to that picture. It has a little play button. You play it and people, you know, they can, you know, sort of listen. I do the posters on Facebook as well, because, you know, they give priority to video. So this looks like a video file. But little snippets like that. I mean, if you're a small business owner and you got a little message, you know, it doesn't have to take long. You know, those little audio clips, 3 minutes. And I'll do those walking between appointments. I do little 15-second videos. I have a short little point that I want to make. I use an app called Cinematic. And 15 seconds max. And I do that walking between places. So and then you just hit boom and it's up and it's on. It goes to your Twitter, can go to your Facebook page, and people get to know, like, trust you, feel your presence through that aspect. And you're just creating these little micro pieces of content throughout as a part of your day. And I think there is a time and place to sit down and say, okay, well, I'm going to do, and I look at it this way, do short form, medium form, and long form. So maybe you only do one long form post of whatever that's going to be, a podcast or a blog or whatever that is, one long piece of content, a couple, maybe three or five medium ones, and then lots of little micro ones, image, you know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's really important to do that. And I think where a lot of people misunderstand social media, and especially if they're using it for a business point of view, or the message is, they go, here's me stuff, buy it, and all that, you know. Yeah. They go for the hard sell straight away rather than I'll bring you back to what you said at the start, the radio show's about the campfire, and we've evolved through millions of years of talking to each other and communicating that way, and we like it, don't we? We like to hear stories, we like to see what people are doing, we're inspired by it, and I think the more of us that do it, and take the time, the better it is.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's you know, you're right. People look at the social media and they think, well, I'll just broadcast my stuff, like buy this, and run this. And then, but, you know, people don't see it after a while. But then, you know, the flip side of that is, well, if I'm doing all these other things, how do they know to buy from me? And it's a balance, isn't it? It's always a balance.
Yeah.
And you know, people buy, you know, from people that they know, like, and trust. And then part of having a story and telling a story in those micro chunks is that I get to understand and know you. And then if you are, you know, if they say it's sort of like, what, 80 or 90 10, so for every 9 of your other type posts, and maybe the 10th one is something that's promoting your business or just promoting the something that you have going on, but then I'm more likely to have a look at that because, oh yeah, you know, I like what Clay's about, and okay, yeah, he's running a seminar or a workshop and he's going to be here, then I'm there. And that's that. I guess that's a longer term view, is to build that kind of space and that kind of audience. And I get it, you know, because I come from a sales background, and I can get it if you're in, you know, that sales mentality, whereas I've just been very much talking maybe more of a marketing led approach, and I can see where, you know, someone would just, you know, I just need to sell stuff. But even in that, you know, as you know, if you think about relationship based selling, you have to establish some kind of connection with
you do.
And then you kind of move them through the sales funnel that way.
Even a store has to have some level of trust and before you go in and buy something from it. You know, even these big names, they've got to have built some level of trust. They've not just popped up and gone, oh, well, I'll go buy that stuff, haven't they? They've built up from it.
And the big ones, how do you know? And this is the thing that fascinates me. When people say social media, they forget. I say, you know, forget that there's even a thing as the internet. If you're set up a business, what do you need to do? You got to get customers. Well, how are you going to do that? You know, you got to identify whatever market that is. But, you know, we did back in the days, word of mouth, cold calling, print ad, radio ad, TV ad. Now you've got another channel. You've got the internet. So, you know, the underlying principles are the same. No one's changed the principles. You just have a different medium to get them out. So when people say, I don't have time for social media, business owners particularly, then I think, is that you saying you don't have time for marketing? For me, it's like saying, all right, you know, I don't have time to go to my foreign, so I'll send someone in my place to go.
Yeah.
You know, go network for me. You know, that's what I don't have time for
go networking. Yeah,
you go do the networking for me. You know, you go show up and just pretend to be me or whatever.
And so, that's not going to work, is it? It's not
gonna work. So for me, it's like, if, you know, that's when people say, you know, business owners say to me, I don't have time for the social media. For me, it's like, well, I don't have time to do marketing. It's just, it's all a matter of perspective and how, you know, you're looking at it. And if you, you know, you pick up techniques where you can learn to do it smarter, so it isn't encroaching upon a lot of your time, but you're still able to, you know, get out and engage with a sort of wider audience, then that's where, you know, that's where the win can come from.
Yeah, because I think it's a bit like this show. Initially, when I first started doing it, took me quite a long time to edit and get it all ready to upload it.
Mm.
You know, it's like, oh, this is taking quite a bit of time. But now, it's almost like, I'm just going to nip in, I'm just going to edit my show, and I've done it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like you do it without even thinking, and then it's uploaded to all my different channels, done. And it, so the more you practice, it's like everything, isn't it? It's like running or training or whatever. The more you practice it, the more it becomes normal, naturally, and you just do it, don't you?
Yeah, you just make it a part of, you know, as you say, what you're doing. And again, like we're doing podcasts, you know, there's ways to make it such that, you know, like I do my podcast, it's for me, the mentality is, you know, one shot, one kill. So I don't like to spend a lot of time in editing.
Someone asked me that last week, how much does that last show you did sounded really natural. How much editing do you do? You spend a lot of time on it? I do not edit any of my shows. I think I've edited one show.
Yeah.
And I don't edit any of my shows. Yeah. Don't need to.
Exactly. Just, you know, boom, and here you go. And you just go with it.
I think we're getting to the point now because time just flitters away, doesn't it? I mean, we're coming to the end of the show now. And it's been wonderful to meet you, Clay. Absolutely great. And I've been wanting to meet you for ages, but time has not allowed it for various things. But where can people find you, just as a last bit, because you've said it before?
So the easiest place to find me, if you're on Twitter, Soul Cruiser, you can find me there. That's S-O-U-L C-R-U-Z-E-R. So Soul Cruiser spelled that way. Find me there, you'll find me everywhere else. If you, any other, for that matter, social channel, Instagram, whatever, if you look up Soul Cruiser, you'll find me there. Website wise, if you're interested in the coaching aspect of what I do, coachclay.co.uk, you can find me there. And then soulcruiser.com is is if you're interested in the sort of other side of me, the more personal side.
Excellent. Well, thanks for being on the show, and I'll speak to you soon.
All right, buddy.
Well, that's another show over, people. It goes so fast, don't we? And a big thank you for you all for tuning in every week. I really appreciate it. There's more and more downloads every week, which is phenomenal. And if you meet anyone, tell them about Spread the word. Yeah, please leave any comments that you like, and if you're listening on iTunes, please subscribe. That'll help me out big time, and I'll keep bringing you some amazing people, amazing stories, and hopefully that entertains you throughout your day. So don't forget to check us out again next week, and check out Clay on Radio Warwickshire. What a great guy. See you soon.